Thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. On our previous shows, we learned from Dr. Lightman how to be in good contact with God, maybe the most intimate connection that a person has in life. And Dr. Lightman mentioned on our previous talks the concept of prayer a lot. A prayer is a means by which a person can achieve a true change in his reality. Now, when we look at human history, prayer isn't something new. People are crying out all around the world. There are those that their prayers are answered. There are those that aren't. Probably have to learn how to do it correctly. And this is what we'd like to learn today from Dr. Lightman. Tal, please. Yeah, really, when we talk about looking for the connection to God, prayer is something that goes along with it. But there's something that's a bit unintuitive about it. How could it be that some small voice in my heart will truly make a change in reality? But it's been several shows now that we understand that we live in a world that we don't exactly understand its rules. How does it work? So we'd like to learn about the legality of this world a bit better. How could it be that my desire, my inner prayer can make real changes in reality? There are plenty of questions about it. I think it's interesting for many people. And especially the question is, if we do it correctly, how do we do it correctly? Then maybe we can really achieve the things that we want. I have a definition here by Wikipedia what a prayer is. No. Enlarge what we know. Let's start from there. No. If you want to talk to Wikipedia, then please take the definitions for the prayer from there. I don't want to follow their definitions at all, not even hear about them, or in some way to calibrate ourselves or measure myself according to Wikipedia. Okay, so we come from the assumption that we don't understand and we do want to better know. So what is a prayer? Why is it something that is so common, so instinctive for us? I think that even the most rational person, most secular person, if he suffers enough, at some point a prayer or a cry comes out of him towards something higher above him. Yeah, something above him. That's correct. First of all, we have to understand that we live in a certain reality and we wish to change this reality through prayer, meaning we have one point, the beginning, and there is the other point, the end, where by the prayer I want to move myself from this state to that state, right? Yeah. Okay. What is the reality which I'm experiencing right now that I exist in? How is it formed? And how would I like for that other reality to be? And then the means in order to change reality. We're talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah. I'm taking you on purpose to the practical side, practical scientific side, and not a prayer and crying out like there are these clubs I heard that exist in Tel Aviv. How are they called? The Cry Out Club. The Cry Out Club. Great. It's a phenomenon, yeah. Or a different attitude like in Wikipedia and other places, and psychologists talk about prayer. I'm talking from the point of view of Kabbalah. The reality that we feel is depicted within us, between us. I feel all my qualities outside of me, all of this reality which I feel before me, it's actually a demonstration, a copy of my inner qualities on the background of the white upper light. Meaning I see the faces, I see nature, still vegetative animate, people, different phenomena, everything that's going on outside of me. All of that, everything I see, I'm actually seeing the processes that are happening inside of me. And this has to be clear to everyone. You can go to physicists, to the psychologists. You don't have to be Einstein for it. You don't have to be that smart. It's felt and known to everyone. This is how we attain reality, meaning what's happening, and it seems to me that it's going on the outside. It's actually happening inside of us. And on the contrary, what's inside of us, it only seems to me that it's happening on the outside in order for me to be able to relate to it in the right way through my ego, where by the correction of the ego, I as if bring all of this reality back into me. It's not simple what I'm talking about now. It seems very delusional. It doesn't coincide with many other things. There are many smart guys that will be pro and con. I'm saying what the wisdom of Kabbalah says. Whoever agrees, whoever doesn't, that's their own concern. Can you define that again? The definition is simple. The reality which I see outside of me is a reality which I form within myself. The reality I see outside of myself is something that I built from within myself. It is a projection of my internality. What I see outside of me is the projection of my internality? Yes, like a projector on a screen. Yes. Which are my qualities, my thoughts, everything. And as a result, we will understand why a tefillah, a prayer, is called to litpalel. We're actually litpalel, to pray. What does it mean in Hebrew? Laflil. What does laflil mean? This is from what I know. It's not a common concept, but from what I know, that a person that wants to change, he sees what's uncorrected in him, and therefore he asks to change. It means to judge yourself. To litpalel, to pray, it means to judge yourself. And this is accepted, that's how it is. Also, sometimes a prayer is gratitude. No, that's not important. We'll get to that. We'll talk about it. Lehit in Hebrew means to pass through myself. Lehit palel, to pray. So the gist of the prayer is from the bottom of the heart, and to aim your heart, to correct the heart, and so on and so forth. Everything that it says about it, we're not simply talking about a person that's crying out to trees, rocks, higher force, whatever he feels like at the scream club. But we're talking about the change of reality. Not simply a good feeling, because then I'll take a glass of whiskey, or I'll go out shouting, or do something else, and I'll come out of a certain state. We're saying that a prayer is the change of reality, the change of my reality, inner reality, that as a result, I change the reality outside of me, because again, what's outside of me is the projection of what's inside of me. This isn't clear. How is that possible? That's slowly. Wait a second. We have to get used to it and understand the connection between the two. It's unclear because we have to acknowledge that our ego is what separates me and what's outside of me. And if I neutralize my ego, as if erase it and it disappears, then me and what's outside of me connect. And then there's no difference between me and what's outside of me. And even if I'm working against my ego, then what's outside of me becomes closer to me and more precious than I myself. And then I start understanding that which is outside of me is the next, my next higher degree called the speaking. And the current me is the animate level. And if I take upon myself, love another as thyself, to love him more than I love myself, just like now I love myself more than I love them, then I draw upon myself a higher degree of the speaking level, and the animate level goes down.
Okay,
it's not easy, but it's good to hear. And bit by bit, just to see if I understand, I understood two things. One is that my ego separates me from what's outside of you. everything that's outside of me. And if I accept upon myself, love another as thyself, then I rise to a higher level. This is what you're saying? By following the condition of love thy neighbor as thyself, or love another as thyself, and another is everything that's outside of you, especially people. And if you accept them in loving them more than yourself, as yourself, it means more than yourself. It's explained in the books. Why? Because just like now you love yourself more than others, then like yourself, to love another as yourself, it means for them to become more important than yourself. And if you do that, then you take everything that's outside of you and you relate it as the most important thing. And then you take it as a state, as a higher degree than yourself. And it follows then that this state, this degree, the world that's outside of you, it becomes the spiritual world. You start seeing ruach in it, it's spirituality, and yourself, the human level about you. And the way you are now, loving yourself, it's the animate level. And what you accept from the outside and raise it above your current self, that's the speaking level, your next level. And in the meantime, I understand two things. The one thing is that everything that I see around me is a projection of what's inside of me. This I understood previously, and now you added to it that if I want to advance to a higher reality, I have to develop in me love towards everything that's around me. Yes. Where inside all of these definitions is the concept of prayer? Wait a second. Now, in order to shift myself from the current state where I care only for myself to a state where I'll care for what's outside of me, I need a deficiency, a desire, a great attraction for it to happen. And also, how do I realize this deficiency? Can you repeat? A, I need to want to see the external world as the most important world for me. What do you mean, the most important, more important than what? Than myself? That it actually belongs to me, that it's relevant. That it belongs, that's the egoistic form. That's, all the bleeding hearts will tell you that. That, you know, care for ecology and so on, that it belongs to us. I'm saying that he is more important for me than myself. That's called love another as thyself. How do we measure who do I love? Love means that I care for him more than for myself. That means that I love him. So, there is a natural kind of love, bodily kind of love, spiritual kind. There are different levels to us. So, first of all, I need a deficiency to relate to reality that way. To want it, yes. To as if upgrade my attitude towards reality, yes. And I have to achieve that, as if I have to respond to it. This is one thing. The other thing is that after acquiring this kind of a deficiency, that we have to have a prayer for, a means in order to achieve that, because it's not natural. Then, I also need to attain the force that changes reality for me. that not only that I want to love others, but that I really do love him. To want to love and to love, these are two different things. And I love the other. And here, I also have to scrutinize why, what for which purpose, and so on. And what states and degrees are there to it, degrees of love. So here, my entire path is actually called a prayer, by which I pray, mitpalel, meaning I judge myself, and I constantly search for how do I achieve that higher force and nature that I have to be connected to, because everything that I'm doing now and coming out of myself and loving whatever's outside of me and trying to connect with this entire reality around me, I have to constantly be connected to the higher force, because in me there are no means by which to change the situation. And then I connect to the higher force, and then I start scrutinizing. But what do I need it for? Need what? This love. To bring this reality into myself, for it to really be me. It's not enough for me to care for myself. I have to care for the entire world, for the whole of reality, also for the still vegetative inanimate. People, somehow, those next to me, somehow, the people of my city, of my country, that's something else. But so if I start asking myself this way, I start scrutinizing, what do I live for? What am I living for? What's the purpose of my life? Now, I start connecting the prayer with things that I didn't think about previously at all. I thought that a prayer is something where I benefit my situation. That's it. I want to achieve, I don't know, a nice shirt. That's it. I pray. Today we don't have such prayers. We have everything abundantly. I have to achieve good health. This is something that is less achievable. You know, you can't immediately achieve, and it's not all in our hands. Livelihood, spouse, kids, health, things that there's something about it that's still outside of me. But the thing is that we see that our prayer for attaining the things I lack, suppose the things I lack, it doesn't help. Somehow we agree, disagree with what we have, and somehow we come to some kind of compromise. What we have, we have. Meaning, we also have to understand what kind of prayer helps us. What kind of prayer is sustainable. What kind of prayer has the right to exist altogether. That a kind of a prayer which is answered. And who exactly do I turn to? Not simply crying out like they yell out in that club in Tel Aviv. The Barbie Club. Oh, sorry, the Barbie Club. Pardon me. Also the name. Barbies. Dolls that are crying out that it's all fake. So I have to know that I have to cry out for something that truly helps, meaning that I have to turn to nature, to that force that begets me, that forms all of reality, that sustains the whole of reality, and is leading it towards some goal. And I have to be sure that my prayer is influencing the program of nature that I'm a part of and that it's related to me. Meaning it's not simple. I enter a kind of a big computer, a very complex program, and I have to know how to get in. On a regular computer, if I don't know how to get in, then I can cause... And when we're talking about a computer that's working all the time, operating on me, on the entire world, and especially that the world is global, so we're all interconnected, let's say that each one of us would cry out about whatever he is thinking. Would we have something left of this world or not? First of all, I want to erase all those here. Leave me alone, erase them, so I'll have some peace and quiet. How many people are there in the world that want for that to happen? But it doesn't mean that it's happening, because they don't know how to pray. And maybe there's some kind of a valve there, a safety valve, that we can't turn this way. But for sure that there are such. Or that everyone's sending curses onto others and so on. Meaning, you have to know how to pray. How do I judge myself? And by that, I operate the mechanism. This means to arrange the prayer. And really? In our life, if we want to change something ourselves, by our own forces, by our own desire, and bring ourselves to a certain state, a better state, we first of all have to know what does it mean better for us. How do we come to that? How do we do it? What do we have to do in order for it to happen? And where do we start? Meaning, I really have to be a smart person with wide open eyes that see the perspective up ahead, and how do I influence everyone, and everyone influences me. Meaning, it's not only that I have to be included with all of the reality which is outside of me, but I really have to know this mechanism, right? Okay, so what's the connection between a person judging himself? Without that, he's not praying, he's just shouting, like they shout in all those clubs. We see billions of people around the world are praying. Actually, every person prays because every moment he wants for something to happen. That means that he has a prayer, only that our Savior, our great luck, truly, our great luck is that this higher system isn't impressed by what our heart cries for. What prayer does give feedback? This is something that we have to discover. Eventually, I can give you the solution in a sentence. Only those prayers that come out of love for others. And if I need something that's not connected to others, it's for myself, health. Won't help you. What do you mean? I want to be healthy. No. If I'll pray to be healthy, I won't be healthy? No. If someone else will pray for me to be healthy, I'll be healthy? Maybe. If many people will pray for me to be healthy, will I be healthy? Maybe. Why maybe? Because also they have to pray out of love for others. If I pay them money, it won't help. There is such a thing that you pay people and... Well, let's put the money aside a second. This is interesting. If I pray from the bottom of my heart to be healthy, I won't be healthy. No. Because I'm asking for myself? Yes. If there are people that love me, and they'll pray from the bottom of their heart for me to become better, there's a chance that I'll become better? No. But you said maybe. I'm saying maybe because if they pray out of love towards you, a love that isn't reliant on you being their relative or close to them or you paying them or something, if they are connected to you in one system where you together wish to benefit humanity, everyone, then it will work. But if it's because you paid them or you're close to them, egoistically in short, won't work. A prayer works only on condition that it comes from a clean heart. What is a clean heart? only towards bestowal, only towards outside of me, towards the love of people without anything in return for myself. Okay, without any interest. So if someone's praying for me out of a clean heart, without any self-interest for me to become better, then I have a chance of becoming better? Yes. And why is it that if I pray for myself to be healthy, I won't be? And if there's someone that prays out of clean love without any self-interest will ask for me, it will work. It also won't work. Wait a second. Decide. What prayers do work? That's the problem. You see that all of our prayers aren't helping. I don't see that all of the prayers part help, part don't. It seems to you that way. It's possible that maybe we don't even understand. You don't see the result. No egoistic prayer helps. So tell me, please, what is the precise prayer that does help? I'm in favor of those that do help. Only a prayer out of a clean heart, a pure heart, in favor of others, for the benefit of others, for the benefit of all of humanity. That's the only thing that helps. Okay, why is that the only thing that helps? Why is it that if a prayer doesn't come out of a pure heart with pure love, it can help, and a prayer where I ask for myself or something, I won't get it? Why? Because you're turning to the mechanism that's arranging the process of our advancement towards the goal where all of us will be connected together. Each and every moment we're arranged in the best possible way with respect to our state, and you want for something in our state to change for the better without us moving forward, without us changing for the better towards general love between us. And so it follows that you want something which is against the laws of nature. We have to advance, all of us together, towards connection, connection, connection. And only this way does the prayer help to bring us more quickly to connection by the so-called path of or way of hastening. And if I say, no, no, just like it is now, make things good for him. It's impossible, because right now I'm doing what's good for his advancement. This is what the higher force tells me, or this program of nature. That's it. It's impossible. And this is why it doesn't work. You see, the prayer, it has to be only in order to push forward, where I insert my force into the human, general human advancement, development, meaning that I have to correct you and him and her and everyone, and then we advance, and then the prayer is accepted. That means that only the prayer of many works. Our time's up. We have many more questions. If you agree, we'd like to have another show about it. My conclusion is that in order for a prayer to be accepted, it has to be very precise, and you have to learn how to do it correctly. Yes, so we'd like to keep on learning how to do it. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman, Tal. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.